You know that nowadays when you have to complete a form, it sometimes asks you for your first name. Well, in the days before first names were Christian names. And the idea was this, that just if you have a surname or a family name, like Mayor or Templeton, so you also have a Christian name like Brown or Elizabeth. The idea was, of course, that just as you had a human family, that is the family in which you were born, your surname family, so you had a Christian name indicating that you were also a member of another family, which was the Church of Jesus Christ. And so today, in this sacrament of baptism, we bear witness to that same truth, because Brown Elizabeth already belongs to a loving earthly family, but from today and from this moment of her baptism, she will be born into another family, which is the universal family of the Christian Church, and God will be her heavenly Father, just as He is our heavenly Father. Now it is the duty of those who present a child for baptism to make the confession of their faith and then to promise to bring up their child on that faith. So, though in parents only, Stuart and Sheena, please stand. Stuart and Sheena, in presenting round for baptism today, do you first of all make the confession of your own faith? And do you promise to bring her back in that faith? Do you confess your faith in God as your Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, and in the Holy Spirit as your sanctifier? The Lord bless you, give you great faith to fulfill the solemn promise to bring her back in the communion of the Church. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we pray now that you will send the Holy Spirit upon us and upon this water and sanctify it with this spiritual use, that round now to be baptized into your family, you will receive your Spirit and remain forever in the number of your faithful children, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, to whom with you, O Father, and the Holy Spirit, we ascribe all honour and glory and dominion and power, now and forever. Amen. Though this congregation is a token that we receive this child in Christ's name, and that we promise to honour all our responsibilities to God, please stand. For you, Jesus Christ came into the world. For you, He lived and showed God's love. For you, He suffered the darkness of Calvary and cried at the last, "It is finished." For you, He triumphed over death and rose in newness of life. For you, He ascended to reign at God's right hand. All this He did for you, Brian, though you do not know it yet. One day you will, and so the word of Christ will be fulfilled, that you love Christ because He first loved you. And remain with you forevermore. Amen.